Good evening.
Malka.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Do you hear me?
I think so, barely.
Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening. I need to mute my phone.
Malka, is this any better? Are you hearing me any clearer?
Yeah, I can hear you clear now. Thank you.
Okay. Section 10 of Parashat Noach. We're starting with Pasuk 65, and we'll start with Elishan Yehud. Does anybody have any questions before we start? Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leakta Lashem Yud He Bavate Biyehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu E Nun Mita Bakam Be'ya be'inun Tirei chad umana De'umana la sharia Be'gavaihu lal alin Be'in sifrei kadishin Kol inun di'umana Da la sharia Begav Yehu La Ichtekvu Besifre Di Dachranaya Atmachun Mesifra Dechaye Kimadiat Amar Imachus mi sefer chaim v'im tzadikim al yikateilu. They cling to these two meanings. Excuse me, they cling to these two, meaning to the two columns of right and left, which are Chachma and Bina. While the one, the best of craftsmen, which is the central column, and the master craftsman on whom all the mochin depend does not reside among them. Therefore, they do not enter among the holy books, because all those who do not have the craftsman or the central column residing among them are not written in the book of memories. This means that they do not receive the great mochin of Bina, which is called the book of memories and the book of life. Therefore, they are erased from the book of life and have no share in it. As it is written, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Questions, comments, thoughts?
It seems like this paragraph sounds like what we read last night. I think it was last
it's
night.
It's not.
With
you mean in the Tikkun Zohar, you mean?
Yes. You know, it was the idea of dying at the age of certain age, 50 or 60. And I think the very first sentence had the phrase, the Sefirah of Da'at. So there it was,
right.
You know, seeing it again. But that's kind of what this reminds me of. Of course, it, you know, the Book of Life and with having to do with this season of the year rings a bell. But I think we need you for this. At least I do.
Does anybody else want to have a comment?
I came in late, so I don't know.
No, you're fine. Your comments are excellent. I'm trying to. We just started when you came in.
Okay.
What is the central column? That's really the question that's being presented here. It's not asking the question, but it's saying that everybody or everything wants to cling to the two, which are the right and left columns. Because everyone knows if you're too far to the right or too far to the left, you're out of balance. And so the central column is the goal. The central column is what everyone needs to strive to remain within. But how do you do that? As Hannah discussed, in this season of the year, as we go into Rosh Hashanah, we start to present this idea of the three different books. There's the book of the dead, God forbid, the book of life, and the book of the Benoni, the book of the in-between. But ultimately, there's only the two books. There's only the book of life and the book of death, Chas v'Shalom. So what is the book of the Benoni, the book of the in-between? And what it essentially says is on Rosh Hashanah, everyone is recorded in one of the three books. But the book of the Benoni, the book of the in-between, can't stay there. It's going to have a movement either to the book of life or to the book of death. God forbid. And that's what the constant understanding is. You can't stay in the central column because the central column doesn't truly exist. Only God can handle the energy of the duality of one of opposites at the same moment. But human beings don't have that ability to multitask. We think we do. We talk about it. We create a computer that has multitasking abilities. But what it really is it's not multitasking. It's not doing two things at once. It's doing two things so rapidly that it seems to be done at once. Only God can actually do two things at once. Only God can love and restrain at the same time. But the rest of us, we have to do things sequentially. And that's really what this verse is talking about. We're striving to hold on to both sides. Why? Because we know that the central column, this middle point between the two opposites, is where we do best. It's being referred to as the master craftsman. Well, another translation would be the master builder. the master creator. And our souls know we came into this earth, this world, to be a creator, to be a co-creator, maybe. But the operative word is creator. How do you create? You need a body and a soul, an inner and an exterior and an interior, to create. That's two opposites. That's the paradox. That's the right and the left. That's the top and the bottom. That's what this verse is expressing. We're all striving to remain in the middle column, but we can't, because we are not God. We cannot do both things at the same time. We can only run to the right, run to the left, back and forth, so that it appears as if we're in the central column. And that is what this verse is expressing, at least in my opinion. Now, have I confused you, clarified it? You agree, you disagree?
When you say it, it makes sense. It's just that I think this one is difficult in a way.
When you say the central column doesn't exist,
that kind of throws me. But then when you clarify what you say as to why you said that, then you kind of, then it's understandable, at least partially anyway. I was just really thinking of all the prayers that we say, for Sukkot, as well as the services, especially on Yom Kippur, and
right.
Those are the things that came to mind as we read, we read that paragraph. The idea, on Rosh Hashanah it's written, and on Yom Kippur it's sealed, but we've got all the way to Hoshana. The things that, hear every year, and trying to make it fit with the Sefer Rote, I think is, for me, is what I don't quite understand, but your explanation does give some understanding why we need you so much. I hope you know that.
Brandela.
Welcome, Brandy. I'm not sure if you heard anything, so we're almost finished completion of verse 65.
Okay, thanks.
And I think, Hannah, I thank you for the compliment. But
I didn't mean it as a compliment. I meant it as just reality for us, It's such the desire, to understand and to grow, and it's hard to do it by yourself. I mean, you have to have a teacher with the Zohar. And they aren't coming out of the woodwork.
No.
Few and far between.
The Zohar is a very, very unique document. It really is. And the Tikkuni Zohar is even more esoteric. But it's the energy of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of Tisabo. When you go out, that's the energy of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you go out? You're going out to a higher level of Sephiroth, to a higher world. But are you on the right or are you on the left? but I want to be in the central column.
Yeah, me too.
But
well, he said it. He just told us it doesn't exist, Brandy. You missed that part.
Well, hey.
The central column doesn't exist except with God. God can handle the paradox of opposites simultaneously. But as human beings, as physicality, there is no way for us to handle opposites simultaneously. We can do it. I can run to the right, and then I can run back to the left, and so the blur looks like I'm in the center. But the reality is, I'm either in the right or the left. I'm never in the central column. But if I'm out of balance, then that's the issue. I've stopped. I've stopped running. I've stopped doing. Well, how can I live if I've stopped? I'm going to be out of sync with the universe. I'm going to be out of sync with Hashem. If I'm in the left and Hashem's in the center, because he can do the opposites. Well, who's on the opposite side? Who is he doing it with? Me and who else? How does he balance us? So how do we truly get erased from the book of the life? The truth is, we never get erased from the book of life. We just have a longer process, or more running between right and left and back and forth than before. Should I go on, or everything is really confusing?
No, it's not confusing, because I had a negative, and I could never manage him.
Brandy, I didn't hear the word you were saying.
I had a negative. I was a positive, and I had a negative, and I could never manage him. So I could never be balanced. So knowing that God can balance positive and negative, I'm glad somebody can. Because I sure can.
Well, the filaments do. That's the way the electricity works. The filament pushes back on the negative so that it doesn't go across, and that's what turns on the light. That's what reveals the light.
Wow.
That's what binding by striking is all about. That's how we stay in the balance. That's how we stay in the center column. By pushing back against our desire to receive. We stop our reaction, which is our desire to receive. Verse 66. Vailon kad yichkun mechai alma vavilon man yitva lon kad yitbasrun bidadaduma vitokdun benura adalek vila yichkun Minaya barbarish Yarfe Vishabate Kada Avihaya Mide Chodesh Vichad Show Umide Shabbat Vishabato Yavo Kobasar Lehishta Havot Lifnei amar Adonai Kvevatar karoza ubi star Safon achriz Alaihu vayamar yashuvu vish Rishayim Lishola wikomer kamab havile Tarikin itkanshu Alaihu biarba Sidrin esha melachata Begay ben hinom. Woe to those when they leave this world. Who shall ask about them and plead for them when they are turned over to the hands of the angel Duma and are in the burning fire, which they can leave only on the first day of the month and on the days of Shabbat? As it is written, and it shall come to pass that every new moon and every Shabbat shall all flesh come to bow down to the ground before me, says Hashem. When the Shabbat and the beginning of the month are over, an announcer from the north says, the wicked shall be turned back to Sheol. Many angels of destruction then gather and attack them. From four sides, fire is burning in the valley of Ben-Hinnom. They do so to punish the wicked who spoiled the four aspects of Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think we've heard this before, that souls that are in Gehinnom get a day of reprieve on Shabbat and on Rosh Chodesh. The deeper levels, I think we'd need your help there too.
Well, the angel Duma has the responsibility of knowing where the body is buried for each soul. And he takes the soul and, you know, he calculates or however he does it, but essentially the soul gets cleansed in Gehinnom, which here it's being called Ben-Hinnom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially in hell. The angel Duma is responsible for hell. And so what it's saying is that you leave this world because you have not been able to maintain your balance in the four aspects. Malchut is central column, but it starts on the left column. Tiferet is central column because it's centered both above and below and right and left. And Bina and Chokhmah are always in unity, and we discussed yesterday what is Daat. It's Chokhmah and Bina together. So here are the four aspects, but they're really the three aspects of the central column. And when we can't hold on to that central column because we get tired of running back and forth, we let go of that tree of life, the central column. And that's where, when we leave the world, that's when the Duma takes us out of the world. And the Shabbat and the Rosh Chodesh is where you have the opportunity to find serenity. Because the Shabbat is a day of rest. Rosh Chodesh is an elevation of the Sefirot. Not quite as high as on Shabbat, but still it's an elevation. So there's an element of serenity, an element of balance. That's really what's being said here.
Well, let's read another verse. Maybe we'll see something a little more positive in the next one.
Well, if we read the other verse, then because we're out of time, or we can, you know, we can go for another half hour because there's two more verses in this section. So if we read the next one, we won't be
okay.
spending that much time tomorrow.
Okay, we can wait.
It's always good to develop patience.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, Marsha.
My thoughts is that he has mercy for all his creatures, no matter where your soul is. He said that they have serenity on Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, how beautiful is that? You know, even though you're in hell, per se, I mean, that there's rest for that soul. Am I understanding that? I think that's just
you're
a beautiful thing.
Absolutely understand. That's what Hannah was alluding to. When someone is in hell, the fires are put out on Shabbat. There's no... All of the difficulty of living in hell goes away on Shabbat and on Rosh Chodesh.
It gives me comfort because, you know, where is any of our souls going to be? But knowing that we do have some rest, if we do end up in hell, you know, going to my grave, I'm like, okay, but I can still get rest. I won't be in a den of fire every single day. I do get those special days granted to my soul.
Correct. It is very true. That it is part of God's mercy, no question.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing.
Beautiful Father, isn't he, Hashem?
Amen. Amen. So our 7 o'clock class tonight is continuing the Teshuvat letter. And at 8:30, we will have the Tikkuni Zohar. Tomorrow morning, there will be Slichot at 7:30. So all times are West Coast times. Look forward to seeing you in one or all of them. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.